Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, people. Well, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Daytime after dark. So tonight's guest is Pamela Hawkins, who I'm gonna say is probably going to be the next, I don't know, Reba, someone like that, because who knows it? It's so good, and I just love the way it sounds in the song that I was playing. When was the song? It was awesome. I love the video. You guys got to check it out on YouTube. If someone's here that's watching you, and I'm sorry, but that is awesome. Let me bring on Natalia.
Hi.
Hey, Natalia. Hey.
I'm Nadia. What's up?
Hold on.
I'm messaging you something. Hold on.
Okay, you guys, welcome, Pamela, Hopkins.
Okay.
Oh my God, and her voice is so good. Hey, Pamela, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are y'all doing?
Good,
how are
oh
you?
God.
Hi, Pamela, it's Nadia. Nice to meet you, Nadia.
Yeah,
now that we're actually talking,
yeah. Okay, so I've been playing your song lately, Someone's Watching You. Oh, my God. And the video, let me say this, is hot, great. The boyfriends have died in the video. No, I'm being really mean. But, no, it was an awesome concept. And I was thinking, you know, you kind of have the Reba McEntire / Griffin Wilson / Faith Hill vibe going on.
Okay, okay. Three of my favorite artists. So yeah.
Well, Reba, I heard you on the cover song of Reba, Fancy, and let me tell you, you did an awesome job covering that song. That song is hard to sing no matter who you are, but you blew it out of the gate. I thought you rendition of it was awesome. So how did you become in country music? What made you decide you wanted to go that way route?
Well, so I guess a long time ago when I was like 19, so back when I did my first full album in like 94, 95, I just gravitated towards country, you know, being from the South, and I kind of gave up on that because of the experience I had in Nashville, and gave it up for a while. And about 8 years ago, I decided to get back into music, and I started playing at a dueling piano bar and playing everybody else's stuff. And I was like, you know, I need to get back into my own things and find my own sound. So I, you know, that's what I gravitate towards, and my vocals gravitate towards. So I just started, you know, finding other artists that or other writers that were writing things that I liked, and I started writing and recording, and here I am.
That is awesome, but I think, that's my own opinion, I think right now if you went on The Voice of American Idol and God, great exposure, you will win the damn thing.
Yeah, well, I was going to say part of that is getting on the show. Well, part of it is getting on the show. I actually auditioned for The Voice, I think almost 4 years ago now, and I got to like round three, where you go in the studio and they record you, and I got cut right there. So I got past the first round and the second round and got cut in round three. It's before you go to Hollywood. So, and I'm too old for the American Idol. You know, you can only be like 28 years old, and I'm a little older than that. So knocked out of that one. But, yeah, I sent in an audition for The Voice this time because everything's, you know, due to COVID, everything is done virtually. So I sent in my video and just got an email back saying we're not interested right now. So try again. Who knows what they're looking for? It's a TV show.
Well, I mean, the only reason I'm saying The Voice is personally, I'm in love with Blake Shelton, and I'm mad at Gwen Stefani because now he's taken, so that's not happy news for me, but I love him as a couple, so, yeah, so, you know, your album, Little Things, was released February 5th of 2021. We could call it one of the CDs, Pandemic, because not a lot of people was able to really get music out during COVID-19. And,
right,
you know, was like, you know, crazy for everyone because I think everyone was going crazy in their own minds. So having music,
yeah.
You know, to deal with, it was really good. And, you know, me and Natalia listened to music almost every night after the show, and one of us is always playing something. And then we got your list, and I'm the one that picked you out, right, Nadia? Over to you.
No, I was the one who did.
Oh, fine. Okay, great.
Not even, you know, I'm taking credit for that.
Okay, fine. I give you this credit. I will give you this credit for once. But your sound is so good. And, you know, it's great to have women writing in country music. And it's, I think, because we need women on country radio when, you know, I mean, they started back with that, which is amazing. But for 7 years, yeah, I think not a lot of women could get music out on the mainstream of country radio, which is mind-boggling to me because I'm like, wait. You know, and I was happy when the guys, like Brian, Blake, all of them spoke out against it and said, wait a moment, you know, the women deserve it too. And when they did the CMA Awards and, you
right,
know, had it, you know, hosted with Carrie Dolly and Reba, and it was like sending a message to Nashville. It was sending a message to America, too, by the way. So, yeah, I thought that, you know, was a way to go. So, you're from Little Rock. So, with I, you know, when I was there, I'm like, oh, Little Rock. No, when I heard Little Rock, I put, in my mind, I heard Leanne Wilmack's Little Past Little Rock was an awesome song. So,
yeah,
that is just a really good song. And so can you tell me how you decide to write? And do ideas just come to you, or is it life experience?
A little bit of both. So with particularly with Little Things, that song, I had just had it in my mind for a little bit over a year that I wanted to like write a duet. I wanted to do a duet, and I wanted to have this amazing male vocal on a song with me. And so I kind of searched around. I had a couple of guys I was trying to write with, and they would never – like sit down and actually write. And I had the title for the song, I had my idea for the song, and then I had like a couple of my friends that were also a couple of Matt Dame's friends basically say, hey, have you heard of this guy? He's really good. He used to, you know, he's from Arkansas as well, but he's lived in Nashville like the last 15, 20 years. He's a studio vocalist, but he's great. And so I checked out his song, his own songs, and I was just like, I fell in love with his voice. And I was like, I've got to write with this guy. So I reached out to him on Facebook and introduced myself and said, hey, you know, I've had this friend tell me about you. And he said, well, that's funny because my other friend, or his cousin, was talking about me, that he had seen me at Willie D's playing, which is our dueling piano bar, and thought we needed to meet and sing together and write. And I said, well, I have this idea, and I'd love for you to be the voice on it if you'll help me write it. And he was like, absolutely. So I sent it over to him, and we had like an hour and a half Zoom call with him and his friend named Trafton Harvey. And I sent him over, you know, the list of little things I had. And I said, but I can't speak for a guy, so I need to know what little things, you know, you guys like about what keeps you with somebody. And in about an hour and a half, we wrote the song. So generally, I keep a list in my phone of things that, you know, titles that come to me, or if I listen to another song and I'm like, oh, that'd be a cool idea. You know, so ideas come to me, or things I see, life experiences. Like, I just wrote a song. It's not recorded yet. We just did the work tape for it, called Raise Some Hell in Me. And it's about my dad. So, you know, I do write about life experiences as well.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, you know, your videos are so amazing on YouTube.
Thank you.
You can't expect into YouTube like for the whole night, and there goes your night, really. So
you haven't played
at the Grand Ole Opry yet, or have you?
No, I haven't. I would love to, though. If I'm ever invited, I'll sure go.
Okay, people. Listen, colleagues, it's Pooh on the Grand Ole Opry. Come on.
There you go.
Now that Nashville is opening up more and having Grand Ole Opry night, you know, people just do it because I said so. And And, you know, the song I was playing, when, you know, you came on, someone is your boss there. Walking. So was that from a personal experience, or was it from everyone's experience?
Well, that one in particular, I can kind of tell you the story about it. I didn't write that one specifically. Jim Femino wrote that one with Megan Sheehan. He's a number one songwriter there in Nashville, and he actually wrote Just Got Started Loving You by James Otto, which was number one in 2008. So he also wrote for Toby Keith for a while. He writes with Parmalee. He's like a well-known Nashville writer. And him and I met probably about a year and a month or two ago, and he pitched some songs to me, and that was one of them. And I fell in love with that song. So that was why I recorded that one and Cranking Up the Crazy. He wrote both of those. And he was telling me, he said that basically that him and Megan would meet every week, the co-writer, and she was griping about her boyfriend or something like that, and that's where that song came from. She was talking about, you know, I think it's just time for me to go, you know, time for me to walk out because he's doing this and he's doing that. And so they wrote the song.
Well, and I know Zim also wrote the number one message, you guys, for James Otto, Got Started Loving You.
Yeah.
Is one of my favorite songs, so you can tell them thank you, and if he ever wants to come on, because I love
that is
like one of the best songs there was that year, in 2008. I still play all the time, and so, those are my questions, and I don't mind to go the whole time. I mean, I could because it's my show, but Nadia, so too. So, Nadia, do you have any questions?
Yes. First of all, hi, I'm Pamela.
Hello.
And thank you so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
You're welcome. I'm going to change up the interview just a little bit. I have a couple of would you rather questions, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
Okay. So my first one is, would you rather have more time or more money?
Yes. Oh. Just kidding for the joke. Yes, I'd like more time and more money. I would probably, I don't know, I'd probably say more time. Time seems to be flying by right now. I've got kids right now, and my daughter is a senior. My youngest is a sophomore, and it just, you know, my oldest is in college, so they're going to be out of the house. So I would say more time. I seem to run out of it a lot.
Would you rather be able to talk with the animals or speak all foreign languages?
Talk with animals.
Mm-hmm.
Like be able to understand them? Yeah, that would be cool.
That would be cool.
Awesome. Yeah, I can get an app to tell me what other people are saying, but I don't know what my cat thinks when they're looking at me or my dog. You know, this little story. I've got four cats, and we have three dogs, and three of the four cats come inside and outside, and then I have one that stays inside all the time. But they go back and forth and like just aggravate each other, and I just wonder like what kind of conversation's going on. Because one of them, they do it through the door, too. It's the weirdest thing. I'm like, what, like, do you just know, like, they're coming or the door's open? Like, come on in here. And they start fighting. Like, so, yeah, I would want to know what animals are saying. I'd want to be able to talk to them. I think that would be totally cool.
Yeah, I think that would be awesome.
We have apps to help us with foreign language, so I'm good with that.
Exactly. Yep. Would you rather be without internet for a week or without your phone?
Okay, without my phone or without what? It cut out.
Or without internet for a week.
Without internet or without a phone. I would probably rather be without a phone.
Without a phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes
that
can get annoying.
Sometimes I need to put the phone down. And, I mean, even though I'm on the internet, you know, a lot, my phone sits beside me, so sometimes I'm not even on it. But I can get on the internet on a computer, so I can make a phone call from a computer if I have to.
Exactly.
But, yeah. I'd rather be without a phone.
Yeah, I think I probably would be without a phone as well.
Right. I can find other ways to communicate through the internet on a computer than be without a phone. Yeah.
Exactly. trying to think if I have any more. Let's see. Okay. Would you rather change your eye color or your hair color?
My eye color.
Your eye color?
I have blue eyes, but they turn green sometimes because I have little like yellow specks. But I would like to have like really bright, either really bright green eyes or really bright blue eyes, like really light blue with like the dark ring around them. That would be cool. I'd change my eye color.
That would be awesome. Would you rather eat pizza or ice cream?
All flavors, ice cream.
Oh, you like all flavors? Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, I'm not a big chocolate fan. I don't like a whole lot of chocolate, but
me neither.
Or like the, what is that called? I don't know if they call it rabbit turds or rabbit food, or I don't know what it's called. It's rabbit trails. I don't know what it's called.
I think there's something like that or something like that.
I don't know what it's called. As I said, rabbit turds. I know it's not called rabbit turds. It's got the caramel in it and it has like the little pieces of chocolate in it with the caramel in the chocolate. I don't know what it's called. But yeah, ice cream, hands
moose
down.
Track,
ice cream.
I think it is.
Moose track.
Is it
see?
Moose track?
Rabbit turd. Moose
yeah.
Track, all the time.
Yep. That's what I thought. That's what it was. I wasn't sure.
You did better than me. I'm trying to like rabbit turd, moose track, whatever.
I just had to put it together. So.
You're reading my mind. You got it.
would. And then I have one more. Would you rather be given a lifetime supply of delicious food or books?
Oh, food. Hands down, food. I love good food. Have you not seen my
Me
body?
Too.
I am not a skinny girl. I'm not a skinny girl. So yes, absolutely a lifetime supply of delicious food.
That's how I know. What is your favorite food? Do you have a specific kind of food you like?
Yes. I love food. I don't have a specific favorite. I do like pizza. I do. I like all food. I would say probably if I had to narrow it down to something that I would eat quite often, if I could eat more often, would be sushi. I love sushi.
Oh, wow. Now, that's something I never liked. And I never even tried it. So I shouldn't probably
say I don't like
it until I try it.
Well,
but I'm one of those.
It's an acquired taste for some people. Right, it's acquired taste for some people. I thought it was okay when I first started eating it, and my husband would not try it. And he was like, I don't like it. I'm like, you haven't tried it. And then when he finally tried it, he was like, it's okay. And then he started craving it. He was like, I want to go eat sushi. I'm like, what? This is like, 15, 20 years ago. I'm like, you want to go eat sushi? And he was like, yeah, for some reason I'm craving it, which is weird because I just thought it was okay. And I'm like, now I love it. And I'm like, right. You just got to have the right soy sauce, the right wasabi on it, and you're good to go. Good stuff.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, so are you able to still sing a song for us tonight, or?
I can. I actually have my, I'm going to go upstairs. We're having band rehearsal before I came. My guitar player's not here, but I have my drummer and my new bass player.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know you requested Crank It Up the Crazy, so we're going to attempt for it not to cut out or whatever. I have headphones on right now so I can talk to you, so I'm going to unplug, and we have it on a big speaker. Is that okay?
That's fine. That's perfect.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and unplug, and now I'm playing it on the piano. I'm not playing. We don't have a guitar player tonight, so it's just going to be bass, drums, and piano, okay?
Okay, perfect.
Here we go.
So I've got my bass player Mike and my drummer Lonnie.
You can say hi if you want.
Hello, hi there.
Hi. How are you?
I think she's still on. Are you still on?
We're here.
Nadia.
Yep, we're still here.
She can't hear me. I can't hear you. Hang on. You're on speaker. I'm sorry. She was
okay.
Okay. I didn't have you on speaker. I'm sorry. Thank you, Mike.
Like, it's not on speaker. You can't hear her answering you.
All right, so we're
gonna
try
this experimental on the phone. You ready? Yep. Here we go. Okay. Don't you on the front. I come drink it, baby. You know everybody needs a little break, baby. Living on so much. I got a young hell of a commitment. Being alone, talking, messing, smiling, making up the credit, baby. You know, baby, baby, getting a little tired, baby. Okay.
How that would transpose over to you guys on the phone, but
it sounded awesome.
Awesome. I'm glad you guys liked it. It's one of my favorite songs. That one was also written by Jim Femino, the same guy that wrote Somebody Here's Walking and that just got started loving you. The difference was the other writer on that song was Janae Fleenmore, and she plays the fiddle for Blake Shelton, and she plays on The Voice. Yeah, and she's also from Arkansas, so she's from Springdale, Arkansas. And like right now, I'm up for Theme of Vocalist of the Year for the Arkansas Country Music Awards. She's up for Fiddler of the Year.
Awesome! Congratulations! Awesome. I hope you both win.
Well, we could use your vote. So you just go to arkansasmusic.org/votes,
okay.
And I'm in category 6 for Female Vocalist of the Year.
Okay.
So any votes I can get, you can vote until Sunday.
Oh, awesome. I'll definitely do that.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, we will. Donnie, should we take some calls?
Yes. We don't want to.
Okay.
You have callers.
Okay, 501, you on the air? 501. Okay. Maybe they just wanted to listen to us. I don't know. Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, pal. Well, you sounded great.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Before I go any further, may I suggest, Nalia, that I have a friend of mine named Jill. If I can convince her and you, Carly, to get her on the show, she got some great singing talent. Maybe she can promote her stuff. So I'll just text you guys back later on. But I do want to just ask you, Pamela, that you sounded great earlier, and I just am ashamed that The Voice had to let you go so early, because you could have been the next carry on.
That would have been fun. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
I know
I'll
because of the
I'll
pandemic.
Submit every year.
I know because of the pandemic, it's been hard to go on the road, but as we found out from a couple of guests that we had on that had music backgrounds, they're hoping to get things underway sometime this summer as things start opening up sooner. Are you planning to do something like that?
Right now I'm just scheduled to play here in Arkansas. So eventually, yes, as soon as, my management team, we're going to work on some of that when we actually find out things are opening up. So far I'm actually scheduled for the Delta Arts Festival June 4th, which is a Friday here in Arkansas. It's Newport, Arkansas. And then I have another, gig that my band plays at here in Little Rock.
Right.
So we're going to try to move on forward.
Right, because I was just wondering if you were going to perform in the Nashville or Memphis area or down in the Shreveport or maybe around Oklahoma or Texas, especially if they can allow safe gatherings with the crowds in Texas as long as it's not too out of control.
I definitely would.
As far as
like
saying
said,
region,
know for
regional.
Sure. Right. Right. Well, like I said, hopefully we will be able to, but without knowing for sure when mask mandates are up and when they're going to let people gather, they're just now starting to book things again. But, yeah, I'm hoping to.
Right. Because I know that the ARCA test, which would be Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Louisiana and Texas, would probably put you in demand, and so would the Memphis area and around the northern Mississippi, Memphis area, and around the Nashville area as well. Like you said, because of mandates, and especially if they can get things under control in Texas with these, with them being opened up to 100% and with the no mask rule now, if they can get things under control there, then they'll be probably more safe. Because I don't think it's safe in my opinion, for any performer to perform in Texas, let alone have people at sporting events, let alone concerts at this point.
Right, right.
But I just
I'll be interested to see how they do it.
Yeah, I just want to say it sounded great, and hopefully maybe they can give you some good talents, because I have a feeling you're going to be the next Carrie Underwood, and you could have been the next Carrie Underwood if they didn't let you go so soon on The Voice.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That's such a compliment. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, you have a great night, and let
you too, Bobby.
Dahlia and Carly continue with some more calls.
Okay,
thank
Bobby.
You, Bobby.
Thank you, Bobby.
Veronica, my little pet.
Hello.
Hey, Veronica, you're on.
Hi, Carly. Hi, Nadia. Hi, Pamela. My name is Veronica
Hello.
Robles. I'm from Houston, Texas. How are you guys this evening?
I'm great.
Good.
How are you, Veronica?
I'm good. I just want to say I just love you. What you say, you're saying right now, bravo. I loved it. I definitely.
Thank you.
And congratulations on your nomination and continued success. And I hope we get to. I love concerts, and I hope, you know, when it's safe to get back, you know, to see concerts, you know, soon, you know, but one step at a time, you know. And I totally agree with what you said. We just have to take it one day at a time, you know, tremendously.
Right.
And, yeah, and, no, I understand, you know, what that right now, because I live in Texas and the mask mandate right now, and it is scary right now, but I hope you and your band and all the country in music get to perform soon when it's safe, you know, everything.
I do too. I'm ready to get back out there. I perform here every Friday and Saturday night as a dueling piano player, but we had the stage roped off, you know, and masks are required. We're at reduced capacity.
No, I understand,
so,
because safety is very important right now. I understand, because right now, definitely, but I understand, believe me, and I hope, you know, everybody can get to perform soon, and congratulations and continued success, and thank you so much, Carly, Nadia, Pamela, for taking my call. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you for calling in.
Of course we want to call you on the call. Don't be silly. And so, yeah, Pamela, thank you for coming on. And anytime you have anything to promote, we would love to have you back. Right, Nadia?
Yes, we would love
awesome.
To have you back. This is a great interview.
I appreciate it. I have a new song coming out at the end of April, beginning of May, and it's called "Giving a Damn, Don't Go With My Outfit. So it's kind of like a country rock song, really fun song. So when that comes out, we're going to be actually selling T-shirts and tumblers as a package for the release. So I'll have that out on my website here pretty soon, as soon as I get the design done and make sure I have a supplier. But like I said, the name of it's "Giving a Damn, Don't Go With My Outfit," and I co-wrote that one with Dave Linehan and Melissa Lee. And it's a fun one.
Awesome.
I think you guys will like it. If you like Crank It Up the Crazy, you'll like this one, because it's a fun song.
Awesome. I'm so excited for it to come out.
And people can,
Yeah, me too.
That on my website, yeah. If they go to my website and just keep up, probably in the next, probably beginning of April, I'll have those packages available with the T-shirt design and the tumbler for people to be able to buy. So if they go to PamelaHopkinsMusic.com, they'll be able to check that out.
Awesome.
Awesome. So, yeah, please keep in touch with the best booker ever in the United States. Nadia does all the booking, which I love, because that's her responsibility, not mine. So I love that. And so, yeah, I love that more than one can say. And, yeah, please come back. We would love to have you back.
Well, I would love to come back. Like I said, when this new one releases, I'll get in contact with Nadia and get booked again. I'd love to come back on your show. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Great. Thank you, Pamela.
Thank you, guys.
Well, you have a great night.
Yeah,
you
thank
too.
Thank you so much. Please come back.
I will. Thank y'all so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay. You're welcome.
Take care. I'll vote for you.
Thank you. Please do. Everybody vote for me. ArkansasMusic.org.
Yes, definitely.
Vote. Category number 6, female vocalist of the year, Pamela Hawkins. I appreciate it. Yes. You just scroll down when you go to vote. Scroll down. It's right there. And then you scroll all the way down. You put your name and
Hold on. Hold on.
Yeah.
We have another 501 call. 501, you're on the air. Okay.
Hello?
Another one that doesn't want to talk. Okay. You know, well, mom. I just want to make sure they got a doctor to you. So. Okay, but yeah, please come back anytime.
I appreciate you guys having me. Thank you so much.
We all
have
a good night.
Have a great night.
You too.
You
thank
too.
You.
Bye. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
So, yeah, that was awesome, you guys. Let
that was amazing.
Let me bring on back.
Hello.
And let me bring on
Hi,
Bobby.
Hi, Bobby. Hi, you guys. Hi, Carly. Hi, Nadia. This was an awesome interview. Thank you so much for taking my call. You guys are awesome.
Oh, okay.
Well,
you're welcome.
Nadia, number one, Veronica, you are the freaking co-host. Of course we are going to take your call. So
oh, my gosh. She's so nice. She's so nice and kind. Oh, my gosh. I'll definitely, I will vote. Come on. I'm going to vote.
I mean, I'm impressed with her, but I do have to say, I have a friend of mine named Jill, and she's in a band. Now, if I can get her to call into the show and you ask her, and you and Nadia can ask questions, Carly, I can just get her to promote her show beyond.
Yeah,
being
just
successful.
Get that information to Nadia, and yeah, do that. And I just
wanted to say one more thing. Our governor came on today to talk about the vaccine shots and stuff like that. But I didn't like him interrupting half of General Hospital because if you haven't seen yet, you got to do what? Grab tissue. Grab Kleenex.
I don't think,
in my opinion, that Roger Hedell is going to be gone. He might come back as Todd. He might come back as he might replace Billy Miller as Drew. You never know.
I have a feeling he's going to come back as Drew. I hope so.
Wait, as who?
Franco.
Yeah, I think, you know what, guys, I'm smearing Sergio here. I just have this feeling that he's not really dead. And I just want to say, here, after watching last night's show, okay, it's an abomination to blame my Jason every time someone says they're dead, okay? Okay, number one, yes, they never got along. But number two, he would not do that to his own son, who is Senko, but the, you know, the stepfather. Number three, he would not do that to Cameron. He really cares about the kid. Okay, and he loves it, and they have a kid together. And he would not kill Senko, even though Senko asked him. He would never have gone through with it because of this. Okay, and number two, Mac and Zodin, why can you be good cops for once and stop always looking at Jason and Sonny, at the people that kill people, and look at Peter. Peter's been on the radar for what, a year and a half, and you guys haven't figured out how dirty he was and is, and everything. So I'm sorry, I will say this, because it's my show and I can. It's bullshit. This is all bullshit, because Jason You know, Zaytun would not do that. Okay, Zaytun is the one with going there, number one. And number two, he would not want to risk it right now because Carly is alone. And Carly needs Zaytun in her life. She always lost Sunny, all right? And may I add, Peter was the one that made Drew's helicopter go crash. Number two, he killed Andre Maddox. So while he was, you know, covering up crime after crime, he was helping Silo. Okay, the night that Silo tried to kidnap Michael's own son. But of course, we did not know that. And so everything goes back to Peter. And I don't give a hell if your father was Faison and you had such a bad childhood. I really don't care because, that's when you, a bad childhood doesn't excuse you for being a psycho.
Yeah.
Number two, tonight, right now, as we are on air, the president, the best president in the United States of America, like the real president, is on TV, and there will be vaccinations. Every American adult should be vaccinated by May 1st. I hope that's true because I want to see people. And, Nadia, who do we have tomorrow?
So tomorrow we have David Gregory.
Awesome.
Yep. So he'll be on same time tomorrow night.
You know.
Yay!
You know, he's really good looking. I think,
he is.
Yeah. I remember he was on One Life to Live. I watched him on One Life to Live. That's awesome.
Yep.
And we have so many great guests coming up that, next week is going to be a big week.
Yay!
It's going to become a big week, and my parents are going to see the grandkids in Idaho, and I have to check on my grandmother. How fun that is going to be, you guys,
That is awesome.
Well, it's not awesome that, I have to call him and see the live and, everything. But I wanted to let everyone know that our guests, we're going to keep on getting them. And also, tomorrow is Friday. Yay! We have survived this long week. And before I forget, and I'm going to remind you on tomorrow, so too, because I'm nice. Remember, this is the weekend that we lose an hour of sleep. So Carly is alert to see you next week. It's not my fault. It's the time change's fault.
That's okay.
Yes. Yeah, right. I'm just warning you, I do not like this. I mean, I like that, it's lighter outside more. I like that part of it. But what I don't like is losing that hour of sleep. That's the only thing I will complain about.
Okay.
Yes. And have a great night, you guys. And we
good night. Thank you.
Yes.
Have a good night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night,
everybody.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye. Good night. Bye.
Bye. Bye.